It will be a 1-versus-3 matchup in Thunder Basin Stadium, and the Camels are looking to bounce back at Camel Stadium. I'm Chris Brento with your sports. The number one Thunder Basin Bolts will face the number three Rock Springs Tigers in Gillette tonight. Both teams have identical 1-0 records. Third-year head coach for Rock Springs, Mark Linhart, has turned the Tiger program around already, and they want to take that next step. Fifth-year Bolt head coach Trent Pakula brings in a young, talented team into tonight's game after a huge road win at number one East last Friday night. Pakula knows Rock Springs is no joke.
Coach Lenhart's kind of he's an X's and O genius. I mean, he'll overload the offense and get you out of place and then run misdirection on you, and he'll cover guys up and hide his tight end and just do a lot of weird things. He hands the ball off to his tight end. In the first couple of years, I think they were just trying to find the right athletes to fit in the right places, and I think this year they have those athletes. So defensively, it's just a matter of communication is huge.
Trent also says his team needs to focus on themselves in order to have success.
Just go out and play hard, play for each other, play for the guy next to you. Believe in yourself, believe in the system. It's all about, we are concerned about one team, and that's us. And if we do what we're supposed to do and take care of our business, I think we'll be successful. But we just got to turn off the noise and go play football.
Number one Thunder Basin will host number three Rock Springs tonight at 5:45. Kickoff is set for 6, and the game can be heard on News Radio 107.5 FM and online at basinsradio.com on the KIML stream. The Campbell County Camel football team will look to get back on track as the Laramie Plainsmen come to Campbell Stadium. Both teams have 0-1 identical records. Laramie lost to Sheridan last week 57-0 in Laramie. Campbell County was blown out in Rock Springs, mostly due to 6 turnovers. Campbell County will get some help on offense with their top receiver from last year returning tonight.
Miller on the left hip of Caden Race on 3rd and 5 from the Bolt 15. Big 3rd down here. No score. 7:39 left first quarter. Race gets a chest high snap. He fires over the middle. And on a seam pattern, it's caught right at the goal line by Remar Pitter. And he falls down into the green end zone for a Campbell touchdown. And Campbell County strikes first.
In addition to the speedy Pitter, linebacker Tim Verberg will also be back in the lineup. The Camels and Plainsmen will kick off at 7. And the game can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM and online at basinsradio.com on the Camel stream.